But I mean, it's definitely still a penny dropper.
Yours.
Yeah. I Clint Capella.
That cut the shit.
I Clint Capella.
That cut the shit.
Let's go, bro. So today, about LeBron.
Bro, tell me how Marcus Morris told LeBron to sit down and LeBron listened.
I mean, do you really think that was the case? Honestly.
He did sit down, though.
Brad Stevens came through and said the reason Marcus Morris is a Boston Celtic is to play defense on LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's exactly what happened.
But you know how coaches, are.
Also mind yourself, you know, it is only game one. LeBron is like, LeBron is a coach in himself. He makes adjustments. He knows what he's doing.
So tell me why LeBron quit in the first half, though.
I mean, because LeBron has a track record of quitting in games. Honestly.
So LeBron goes 15-10.
He has his moments.
But LeBron, the king, goes 15-10 in game one. How's he going to set a pace doing that?
Definitely the king. I personally think he's the greatest ever. I mean,
we're not talking about who's the greatest ever. We're talking about game one today.
We're talking about how he got clowned on
the Boston Celtics in game one and got made a fool of.
Brad Stevens is a genius.
So are we chalking this up to a Brad Stevens win? Are we talking this up to a LeBron loss? Are we talking about the Celtics in six, Celtics in seven, Celtics in four?
Celtics came to play, first and foremost.
Is this a hunger thing?
Possibly.
They have something to prove. They think, you know, everyone is overlooking them for the simple fact they don't have Kyrie Irving or Gordon Hayward playing. And they have LeBron James on the other side, and they have the Celtics have a bunch of youngsters and inexperienced players. But I would still say Cavs in six.
So what do we learn from today? If anything.
Brad Stevens is a fucking genius. I mean, if you haven't realized that yet, I mean, you know
so
now.
So you think this is just game one? Brad Stevens had a game plan that was executed. Is that all this is?
Definitely. It was a 25-point victory?
Brad Stevens win, or is this a LeBron loss?
Definitely a Brad Stevens win. Definitely.
I mean, it's just not Brad Stevens. You have to give credit to the Celtics. They came to play.
And you got to put some heat on LeBron, too.
But he put those guys in that position. I mean, it's honestly, at this point,
you're the greatest player.
That man is a great coach. And I'm starting to think that if it wasn't for rings, you may have to put him number one in the league as far as coaching. I take him over Popovich.
He's definitely, for sure. He definitely passed the torch, Popovich. That is, passed the torch to Brad Stevens for sure.
So D, going into game two, where are you going for the Celtics?
You have to come out with the same energy. You have to feel as if you're down 1-0, not up 1-0.
Okay, and then flip the script. Where are you going for the Cavs?
The Cavs. First of all, LeBron has to come out and post up as he's been doing, as he bullied Toronto with the post game. He came out with the first bucket he got today, it was from a post-up fadeaway.
LeBron definitely has to come out aggressive. Definitely.
The Cavs missed a ton of open jumpers. They were, what, two for 17 at one point from the three? That's not Cavs basketball. You have Kyle Korver, one of the best three-point shooters, you know, all time. Top 10.
In our generation, yeah. Well, MVP wise in the league this year, he's in the top five.
He's arguably everywhere, always there, you know? J.R. Smith, streaky, but when he hits one, when he finds one go in, you know, how many else can go in? Kevin Love.
Definitely one of the better players in the league. Definitely.
Justin didn't come to play.
What do you think the adjustments would be? If you were Tyronn Lue and Brad Stevens, what would you
adjust? I think Tyronn Lue needs to get off his ass and learn to call a timeout. Homie was at least 5 minutes late in the first quarter calling that first timeout.
For sure.
He waited until it got out of hand before he called a timeout. At 13-7, call the timeout. That's number one. Don't be afraid of LeBron getting on your ass because you called a timeout, because you know LeBron really coached that team.
We all know that.
That may be the cause of why the timeout didn't get called.
And Brad Stevens just needs to keep the Celtics under control. That's it. Those are my two things. If the Cavs can hit open jump shots, the Celtics are in trouble.
Yeah, if they can hit open jumpers and they wouldn't have to double team, they couldn't double-team LeBron, and so that would leave that would leave LeBron on an island or whoever's guarding him. And so we know how that matchup is going to go pretty much every time.
So based off of game one, we already know the Celtics' game plan. Let anyone beat us except LeBron. That's definitely Brad Stevens' game plan. And they executed well the first game. We'll see what happens game two. I'm picking the Cavs in a tight one.
Well, here, before you pick anybody, well, let's go back in time to last night. And if I would have said last night, Vinny, who you got, Cavs-Celtics in the series, how many games? And you would have said last night what?
Cavs in five.
And you would have said D?
Four or five.
So Cavs in five, Cavs in four or five, I had the Cavs in six.
And I'm honestly...
And now today when I say that question, Celtics or Cavs in how many games, what do you say now after game one?
I'm taking your prediction, Cavs in six.
You're still with the Cavs after that ass whooping.
The Cavs are going to the finals, for sure.
And what you got now after?
I mean, I believe...
After seeing game one.
I'll take six games as well because I think Celtics... They'll win one more at home for sure. Well, not for sure, but
they won't win game two. I'm guaranteeing. I don't see the Celtics winning game two. I don't see it.
How many points LeBron scoring game two?
35. And if he doesn't, he'll have about 15 assists. One of the two.
That's the problem I saw from today. He was passing the ball too much.
He was getting double teamed, and they just weren't ready from
the
beginning.
He's the king, bro. If you get double teamed, he's got to go to the rack. As my opinion on that, he was passing the ball too much and missing too many open jumpers.
But as I stated earlier, you know, I still think he's the best. He's easily the best player in our era for sure, and I think he's the best ever. But he does have a track record of giving up in games sometimes. We noticed that when they played the Magic in the Conference Finals years ago, and then when they played the Celtics years ago, when they first formed the Big Three. I mean, I like Cavs in six, man. I just do. I say it's a tight game. I say the Cavs pull away in the fourth quarter, and they win by 7 points.
I'll say Celtics in seven. All right, let's talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Happy sure, Mother's Day.
Especially if you're out there doing the job and then some.
I mean, moms go out there and work hard. Moms are the nurse when you scratch your knee when you're a kid.
Man.
Moms are the shoulder you cry on when I mean, shoot, I've cried on my mom's shoulder and I'm 28 years old. It happens.
It definitely does.
Moms are that important person, man. Make sure you treat your mom right.
Nothing like a mom's love.
No one can replace that love.
But let me ask y'all a question about moms on social media real quick. How come all y'all posting these pictures of your mom and tagging your moms in these photos?
Yeah, I mean, if you know your mom is fine, beautiful,
and you know, and don't act like you don't know,
you have to create your mom a Twitter before you post it because she's getting all this
Instagram
publicity.
Or something.
She's getting all this publicity, and she needs to see how much we appreciate her as well.
I mean, I'm just trying to get a follow. You feel me? I mean, I'm taken, but it doesn't mean I can't follow.
I can't be as real out here, that's for sure. I can't be as real, but I mean, y'all posting pictures of you and your moms. I mean, a lot of y'all.
And tell me how your mom looks better than you.
Man, is she what, 40, 50 years old? And you about 23 to 27 ish. I mean,
some people are late bloomers. You may not be in your prime at that time. You know, shit, 50 is the new 40.
50 is my new fantasy.
I mean, for sure. I mean, I saw a bunch of posts today, and it was just stupid. I mean, I'm trying to hop on somebody's mom right now, honestly.
I mean, the moral of the story is, if your mom fine, all you got to do is you got to make sure you tag her, because I'm trying to get a follow. I'm trying to get a little eye candy. I'm trying to get a little spank bang. Don't hate, tag.
Preach. Preach, bro. Preach.
That's all I had to say about that.
Happy Mother's Day once again, though.
For sure.
So we talked about LeBron. We talked about game one in the East. Let's talk about game one in the West.
Man.
I got the Rockets. That's in the Central Time Zone. I don't have to stay up late for nobody. I got 7 o'clock games. I'm excited. Game one, game two, Central Time Zone. Cavs are in the East, and they're coming out, right?
Yes.
Who's coming out of the West?
I mean,
Nation, come on now.
I think we're going to get, what is this going to be, 4 years in a row? I mean,
Cavs Warriors.
Right before LeBron leaves the Cavs, we're going to get number four. Cavs and Warriors. Warriors in.
Four-part series, Cavs, Warriors. This is the not even the trilogy. We're going for the quad now.
Quad. The trilogy is was a year ago.
Yeah, but the Celtics are pretty tough. We can't.
But the Rockets are fucking tough too, though.
For sure. I mean,
Rockets have the best offensive stats in the history of the NBA.
It's hard to discount them. It's remarkable.
And they also have the best record in the NBA. I mean, we can't discredit that. They're not the Toronto Raptors.
I'm talking offensive efficiency. They have the best offensive efficiency rating in the NBA ever.
Well, it starts with the dynamic duo. I mean,
yeah. So how are we so quick to discount
them? I mean, because Durant is
inexperienced.
Chris Paul has a track record of not doing shit in the playoffs. He's never been to Western Conference Finals. And, I mean, I personally still think Durant is the second best player in the league. And I would say Curry is the third best player in the league. And it's just going to be hard to stop Golden State. Draymond Green, he's a playmaker. He's a defender. He's everything but a scorer, really.
Draymond Green, in the last series, almost averaged a triple-double.
He's hard to solve.
Is he the most important player in the series?
No. Yes.
What if I told you he was? Because when he missed those games in the finals, when he got suspended, that's the reason the Warriors lost.
That's a fact.
But you could arguably say Curry didn't show up game 7. Klay Thompson didn't show up the previous games. I truly think.
But who did show up in game 7? Played their ass off and still lost. Draymond Green had 30-some points.
That's my whole point. I think Klay Thompson is the key factor. If he just knocks down open jumpers,
Klay's gonna get open jumpers. We know that
he has to knock them down.
So you think the key to the series is if Klay hits his open jumpers?
It really comes down to, in my opinion, the who outplays who, Eric Gordon or Klay Thompson.
Nah, I disagree. I think it comes down to if Draymond Green can actually shut down Clint Capella from, getting...
You better stop. That's disrespectful.
Cut the shit.
No, I'm not even going to entertain that.
Hear me out.
Put this on replay and make a fool out of you.
Draymond Green is definitely a much better player than Clint Capella.
He's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yes, easily.
So how do you think Clint Capella is going to put work on Draymond?
Because James Harden and Chris Paul can put him in a perfect position to get buckets. They've been doing that all year. Clint Capella, if you go back and look, Clint Capella has been the Warriors' Achilles, like, this whole season because of those two point guards starting. Chris Paul's a genius. James Harden is most likely the MVP unless you want to give it to LeBron. But, I mean, there's two point guards. You have a 6'2" point guard, and you have, a 6'5" point guard? It's not fair.
What do you think, D?
First of all, Draymond Green can shut down Clint Capella whenever he chooses to. As I said, man, you have to really worry about Klay Thompson and Eric Gordon. Whoever outplays each other, I think that's the key to the series. With that being said, the better, James Harden, Chris Paul have to play up to par. Curry and Durant have to play up to par as well in order for that to be the key factor.
Those two will. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt.
I mean, they've been here how many times?
Well, I mean, Durant always shows up in the finals. Always.
Well, he's already been there twice, but that's another story for another day.
But he still has showed up every single time he's played.
He's 1-1.
They were young when they played when they were with the Thunder. But he averaged, 35 points a game that series still? Like, that was just another series to him.
Still lost.
I mean, yeah, but he still came to play. It wasn't his fault.
I mean, like I said, that's years ago. Doesn't even matter at this point.
He's easily the most unguardable person in the NBA. Easily. And it's not even close.
He better stop lying about his height, too. Homie 7 foot.
Definitely. If you actually stand next to Durant, he's definitely a 7-footer. Easily. That 6'10", 6'11 bullshit, that's false.
But they have him listed at 6'9".
That's definitely false.
They better stop.
Yeah, they need to stop the... Just like they have AI listed at 6'3". Come on now, he's not fucking 6'3". He's no way in hell 6'3".
So...
Give me your prediction.
Yeah, that's what I was going back to. My prediction on the series, after seeing the home team today take care of business, I'm going to say Warriors... And six.
Warriors and six. Well, what you got, Benny?
I mean, he's trying to compare the Eastern Conference Finals series to the you know, the Warriors and Rockets series, and it's not really a comparison. I mean, the Warriors are the Warriors, and the Cavs are just really LeBron. So I mean, I still like the Warriors in five. Like I said a few days ago, it's just too much firepower. Even though the Rockets are incredibly a gifted team,
should we start a petition to have Cleveland change their name to the Cleveland LeBrons?
if he decides to stay, but I mean, that's, if he decides that's another to stay,
they need to give him an ownership stake, and they need to change their name.
Me personally, once he won that ring, him and Kyrie Irving won that ring for the Cavs, he should have already gotten, you know, stake into the franchise.
I'll take the Warriors in seven.
If they go seven, I would go Rockets. I'm telling you that right
Warriors
now.
Warriors won a close game in Houston in game seven.
I wish that was the case. That would be dope as hell to see that, but
I'm honestly praying because these playoffs have been boring. I'm taking the Warriors in seven out of pure selfishness.
No lie, Casey, I would say these are the lamest playoffs I've seen in years, and it's been a while. I mean,
we saw, what, how many game sevens? Three?
Yeah, but the East isn't competitive at all.
The East got saved by LeBron winning in Game 7. LeBron loses in Game 7, no one cares.
No one cares for the finals.
No one
honestly
cares.
It would be the lowest finals easily in the last 20 years. Easily.
Especially the Warriors get eliminated. No one wants the Rockets play the Celtics. Nobody.
I mean, honestly, if LeBron does – I'm telling you right now, if LeBron doesn't go to the finals, that would be the lowest rating finals in the last 20 years easily.
No. Rockets, Celtics, I promise you, I'm a sports geek to the fullest. I can't even get myself excited about that. I really can't.
But then again, if you think about it, it won't be any more basketball till October.
But y'all have to understand, NBA is taking over in the sports world for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, look at
You got the MVP, arguably. Not gonna say that quite yet. Then Celtics as a franchise, you know how many fans they have? Their fan base is humongous.
It is.
And they haven't been in the finals since Paul Pierce and Kobe.
But LeBron has the biggest fan base in the NBA by himself, if you ask me, over any team. I could be reaching.
No, I think LeBron brings in the fringe NBA fan that really doesn't too much care, and they'll just tune in to watch LeBron.
Exactly.
He's got those fans.
Yeah, I mean, they want a lot of them like to see him lose. Me personally,
people will tune in to watch him.
Me personally, he's not my favorite player, but I love to see LeBron win. I mean, I'm a LeBron guy. I take him over Kobe, over Jordan. I just love to see him win. But I mean, I personally think he has more fans than any team in the NBA.
I just want to hang out with LeBron, to be honest with you.
I mean, that would definitely be a dream come true. Shit.
See all that fine wine he'd be drinking? I mean, just pour
him
me
his
glass.
They'll send each other gifts of just
look,
some
just
expensive
pour me a glass
ass wine.
And tell me to sit in the corner. I'll say, yes, sir. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, give
by
me
the way, do y'all like wine?
I mean, yeah. I drink some wine with my lady.
Or with his lady? As in, you don't just drink wine on the casual?
Not too often anymore. I used to, but
what about you, Vinny?
I mean, me personally, I'm not a big wine drinker, and I know people are gonna clown me on this. I mean, Moscato is really kind of the only shit I know.
Oh, you better stop, bro.
No, stop
right there.
I mean, you asked me. I'm just saying. I'm just telling
that
you.
That shit is too sweet, man.
But I mean, it's definitely still a panty dropper.
Yours.
It's definitely a panty dropper. I mean,
so you take a girl out, you're just gonna bring a bottle of Moscato with you?
I mean, I would, you know, I have asked women before, what are they like? You know, some women have told me they like Moscato. Some women have told me they like red wine. I mean, it just varies on the woman, honestly. I definitely, you know, catering to a woman is cool. It's not, I'm not saying I'm going out loud and out, but, you know, bring a bottle of wine, you know, Netflix and chill type shit or whatever you want to do.
There's nothing wrong going out loud either.
I mean, for the right one, you're damn right. Yeah. But for a one night stand type shit or something you're uncertain about, there's a lot wrong with that.
That's fair.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not really a big wine drinker.
I'm a red wine and pizza type of guy. That's what makes me.
What kind of pizza?
Man, I keep it simple. I just go like meatball, garlic, basil, simple.
From where?
Yeah,
Good question.
There's a I go to Brooklyn Pie.
Over Brooklyn Pie. That's good. That's really good.
On Burnett Road?
Yeah.
Okay. Pike House is better than Brooklyn Pie.
I've never been to Pike House.
Bro, it's fucking...
I don't know. I had Brooklyn not too long ago.
You treated me to Brooklyn. I remember.
No, but I'm talking about after that with the lady. She ordered it. I was, you know, drunk as fuck, so that could probably be the reason why.
Tell me why food tastes better when you're drunk, though, because you can't even really give it a fair...
I mean, when you're high as well.
It tastes
much better when you're high.
Yeah, but basically what he's saying is you can't really give it a good
so, you know, sober evaluation. Which is better?
Pine House. Sober. Pine House is delicious as fuck, bro.
I haven't had Brooklyn Pie sober in a while, but I've only had it twice. So the first time was about 2013. That's 5 years ago, and I had Brooklyn Pie when I was drunk, like a month ago.
I think next episode we need to put that to a test. Have a Pie House pie, have a Brooklyn pie.
If y'all
a giant bottle of wine, so I can get y'all off your Moscato bullshit.
For sure.
We're gonna visually record that though.
Yeah, episode 2 will be live. You're gonna have to check out the YouTube. And make sure all y'all who are listening to this follow us at PYP the podcast on all social platforms.
It's where
make sure you catch the follow on that.
It's already starting for the listeners. We're all big food critics. We love eating food. It's probably our favorite topic besides sports and women. But yeah, my boy went. He treated his mom to Jack Allen's today. I told him, look, when you go to Jack Allen's, you have to try the chicken fried anything. They have chicken fried steak, chicken fried chicken, chicken fried rib, and chicken fried pork chop. And I've tried all of them. My brother Vinny has as well. We come to an agreement, and the pork chop is the best one out there. And I mean,
when I was leaving their house, they literally told me the only thing I should be ordering on Jack Allen's without question is the pork chop, and they went wrong. I mean, the pork chop, the garlic mashed potatoes, the mixed veg, put your boy in a sleeping coma.
Bro.
I left Jack Allen's. I went home, took a 30-minute power nap before I came over here and did this. And I didn't have a choice.
Bro, and I'm not going to lie, I was going to recommend a margarita to you, but
I'd have been gone.
No, I'm saying, but they took it off the damn menu, and I was fucking pissed because I went there one time.
Well, get on them then. Jack Allen's, you listen to this?
Jack Allen's, please listen to this shit. I went with my ex years ago, a blueberry pomegranate margarita. The fucking best margarita ever in my life thus far, still to this day, and I haven't had that shit in like 3 years. The next time I went,
sounds a little feminine to me.
Definitely.
It sounds like Jack Allen needs to come correct and stop taking shit off the menu.
The next time I went, I tried to order it, and the waitress was just like, "Oh, sir, we don't have blueberry anymore." And I was like, "What the fuck?" I mean, that shit pissed me the fuck off. I mean, of course, I don't make a big deal about shit like that, but I was looking forward to that margarita because I even told my brother and my mom about the margarita when I had it, and it's just, I don't know, man. Like I said, Jack Allen's is definitely one of the better restaurants in Austin. Went on a few dates there, went on a few brunches with the bros and all that, and it just...
Speaking of dates...
It just never disappoints.
How is the dating life going for you?
Dating life? I mean, right now I'm single, talking to a few women, you know, no name dropping. I mean, everything's cool, though. Everything's cool.
Talking to a few women?
A few women.
How many is a few? It's few, like 3 to 5.
I can't put a number on it because they may be listening, you know. I'm gonna get in trouble.
Well, I hope they're listening.
You're already in trouble.
Because you said a few.
You already in trouble, bro. So may as well speak upon it.
When y'all go out, what's your like drink of choice at dinner?
Say
you just go to a regular ass place and they got burgers, they got ribs, they got
some sort of margarita, bro.
But it also depends on where you're at. If you're at a Mexican restaurant, you have to go margarita
for sure
or martini.
Always,
you know, something
about the Texas martini at Chewy's. Have y'all had that?
No, but I mean martinis are cool though.
The Texas martini is tequila based. You put my big ass on the table and my girl on the drive home.
I just went to Fonda San Miguel with my lady celebrating 2 years the other day.
Congratulations,
respect,
bro.
Appreciate that, y'all. But I got the numero uno margarita.
See, when they put it in Spanish, you know you just gotta walk away.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't apparently.
I didn't. I chugged it. I chugged it. My girlfriend, she had a frozen strawberry margarita there, and I drank some of hers, and I was. Nas feeling pretty good afterwards, man. Pretty good.
So definitely one of the strongest drinks, you know, is definitely an Austin thing. One of the strongest drinks in the city that I've had thus far is definitely a Purple Monster.
I was about to just
from
say
Baby
that.
A's. Yes. Easily.
Bro, they put a 3 on you. I've put a limit to those.
I thought the limit was 2.
I've never had one.
I thought it was 3. Maybe I messed up and had 3.
Well, Baby A's, you listening to this?
Oops.
You listening to this?
I've never had a purple margarita. You guys
No, it's a
of.
Purple monster. It's not even a monster. I don't even know what it is.
I think it is a margarita, though, bro.
No, it's a margarita, but they call it the purple monster.
Yeah, right.
It's big, it's purple, and it hurts. That's all you need to know about it.
It's, bro, it definitely, you know... You may start
sounds like Barney, bro.
You may start drinking it.
You should call it the Barney.
You may start drinking it and swiping down. You don't feel nothing. It's just definitely one of those margaritas that just sneaks up on you, and then at the end of the night, you won't remember shit, you know? Definitely had a bunch of nights like that. I mean, I haven't had too many Purple Monsters, but, I mean, there's been a lot of nights where I woke up and couldn't remember shit.
There you go. Purple Monster strikes again. I'm going to end the podcast. I'm just going to get crazy with it. Way too early Super Bowl prediction. Who wins? And we're gonna come back to this come Super Bowl time, and maybe someone gets clowned on, maybe someone got it right.
Are we being biased, or are we being
who
real?
Who do you think's gonna win? I don't wanna hear the Steelers, I don't wanna hear the Falcons. I'm not gonna say the Niners, I know that shit ain't true. Who you got?
Definitely not true. Okay, if I'm being honest, I mean, got a lot of love for my boys. You know, if Carson Wentz is healthy, I think they take it again.
Eagles. Fuck no. Who you got?
I just have to say the Eagles, man.
I have the Falcons. I don't care what you guys say.
You're being biased as fuck.
No, I'm really not, because we had them on the road, playoffs on the road.
Check this. When we listen to this back, Rams are going 14-2 and they win the Super Bowl. End of story.
Rams.
Next. Rams would definitely meet. Okay. You have that's a good prediction. Not 14-2. You're correct.
14-2.
They'll see the Eagles in the NFC Championship. Philly has home field advantage, and Philly too much Carson Wentz.
Y'all are disrespecting the Falcons.
Jared Goff's not ready for
disrespecting the Falcons. He's over here overpaying Matty Ryan. Absolutely not. They pay that man way too much money.
Shit, because he still continues to run through people like the fucking Rams.
But I mean, he's not the only one overpaid. I mean, Jimmy G is overpaid.
Absolutely, he hasn't done anything.
Matt Ryan has won. You know, he's much more proven than Jimmy G.
The only reason Matt Ryan got paid is because he's a veteran.
That's the only reason.
That's the only reason Matt Ryan.
He's the MVP in a brand new era.
This is my biased hater opinion. I got no love for the Falcons. End of story.
This should be honest. But I fuck with the Falcons because my brother's a huge Falcons fan, and I mean they're a solid ass team. I honestly felt like they should have been in the NFC Championship, and we already know.
They were only a few plays away from.
Yeah, and we already know that they should have won the Super Bowl the year before.
Sure. So just so I'm clear, we got the Eagles.
Eagles.
Falcons.
For sure.
And I took the Rams.
But the Eagles, if Wentz is healthy.
So we're not going to show any love to the AFC?
I'm a Steelers fan. We don't have enough defense, but the offense is unbelievable, honestly.
Bro, the Patriots are going to be back, and the Patriots are losing
again. Again?
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Twice in a row they lose.
Yeah.
Bro, that era may be over. Tom Brady's fucking 40, bro.
And Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are playing the dick measuring game right now.
The 40 is they are 30.
They are. They're definitely playing the dick measuring game. I mean, if they have to let one go, they'll definitely let Bill Belichick go, I feel like. But then again, it's just hard to say.
No. I don't think either one of them get let go.
Let's not get into that debate.
I don't want to get too far into football. I just wanted to hear who you thought was going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
That way I can clown on people and maybe probably clown on myself because, I mean, the Rams probably are going
to win.
So since we're making predictions, why not the World Series?
Oh, the World Series. That's simple.
It's too early.
Oakland's going to win. There you go.
This boy's from the Bay. Don't listen to him. He may be fucking faded or full on life and food right now.
Jack Adams, for sure.
Don't listen to that shit. It's all about the Boston Red Sox.
In all seriousness, being a baseball fan, because out of all the sports, baseball is my favorite sport.
For sure.
Being the baseball fan that I am, I would love to see Yankees, Red Sox in the AL Championship Series.
Game 7.
That is the best thing for baseball.
It is.
Game 7, huh? That would be fucking dope.
I mean, I wouldn't even beg for that. I just want to see them in the AL West.
But you know the crazy thing about it is, and I know it's still early in the baseball season, but the way the fucking Red Sox and Yankees are playing right now, one of them gonna have to get a wild card regardless.
Oh, for sure. The AL wild card.
And I personally think that one game shit is kind of weak, and it
has. Tell me about it. I got screwed. What, 2014?
The Royals.
Royals in Oakland. Right. Extra innings. Shot down the third baseline right by Josh Donaldson's slow ass. You heard
yes.
me.
Yes. Was that Hosmer?
I don't know who hit it. All I know is it went by Josh Donaldson in my remote.
I want to say it was Hosmer because we bet on that game, and we had the fucking A's because John Lester.
As you should have. They're the best team in baseball. And then they had a fall from grace.
I mean, I'm just saying John Lester was the best postseason pitcher in baseball.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't his fault. He left the game and y'all were winning the game. 2-1, right? It was something low like that.
I think the final was 4-3. But back to what D said, we're talking World Series. It's giving the Yankees. No reason I say that is because they just have so much history behind them. I know you're a Red Sox fan, but I think that series, if we get to an AL championship series between the Red Sox and Yankees, I think it's a coin flip.
I think the addition of J.D. Martinez, you know, shout out J.D. Martinez one time because he's fucking balling right now. I think that puts us to another level. I think Chris Sale, you know, he got one postseason under his belt. Unfortunately, we played a hot Astros team that wasn't losing for shit. I think we win.
So we're gonna disrespect the Astros. As well.
I like Red Sox and Nationals.
I think the East is too high. Right? Just what I think, and I've never been high on the Astros. The Astros in the AL West. You know I can't throw love that way. That's just me,
bro. That pitching, bro.
Verlander did come through in a clutch last postseason though.
I added Cole. Morton has picked up his game since the playoffs / World That's Series. Fair. No, I don't think he really pitched bad in the world in the playoffs. Morton, I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. But the World Series, that the last game when he came in, the last what 2-3 innings to shut it out, he's been balling ever since then. And so that they have better pitching, more confident pitchers.
But I don't think the bats will be that good this year.
I mean, they have
Jose Altuve is easily. Probably the best hitter in the AL.
Nah. Who's better than him?
Mookie? Is him or Mookie?
He's just on a hot streak.
Whoa, he got robbed out of MVP 2 years ago.
Stop it.
He definitely did.
You really
Mike Trout is Mookie. By far the best.
I love Mookie.
Mike Trout is by far the
best, and hopefully we can get Mookie on this motherfucking podcast one day.
Hold on, pause. Tell me how Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, but he's so fucking boring. There's nothing that makes me want to watch Mike Trout play baseball.
Because he plays for the Angels.
I don't even think it's that.
I think it is.
He plays in LA. That's a massive market.
Yeah, he just doesn't put any energy into baseball. It's just...
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a, you know, gift and a curse at the same time.
Bryce Harper is...
Overrated. I'm glad you said 9.5.
Definitely not. His hair is overrated, but he's not overrated.
He really does need a new barber, though.
Okay, yeah, I mean...
I'm not even going to get into that. I think that's it.
I mean, I was going to say, you know, talk about how we met.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, you know, would y'all like to talk about how we met, how we got into this
podcast? I mean, so this whole Pick Your Poison podcast was nothing but, like, just like a... It was a thought, like, what, like 4 days ago?
It was definitely less than a week ago, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I met Don and Vinny at the basketball court in my apartment complex like 6 weeks ago. And honestly, I didn't even know the basketball court was there. I was just walking by one day and I was like, man, there's a lot of like grown-ass men over there. I was like, let me see if I can go rub some elbows with some people and get my ass in shape. And I met these two dudes and I had mentioned that I always wanted to do a podcast and they lit up and they said they wanted to do a podcast. So here we are.
But tell them... about you telling your friends.
Yeah, so I was actually thinking about this on the way over here, and you know, I have two friends. Y'all motherfuckers know who you are. And the type of guys that blatantly just lazy. They don't want to put the effort into it. They don't want to put the planning into it. And because of that, they just laughed in my face when I said, let's start a podcast. You know, when I have all these dreams about creating a media company and you know, a clothing line with a podcast and all that sort of stuff. So it laughed in my face when I told Vinny and Don. They were mad supportive. They were into it, and And that got me excited, and we started planning like 4 or 5 days ago, and today here we are. We're recording EP1.
I mean, how could people not be interested in doing something such as a podcast, and you do it every day just talking to your friends?
Exactly. And these two dudes are not much different than y'all. They're two dudes that like sports. They're two dudes that when they sit on my couch at the house and watch games, all we do is debate through the whole game.
Are they attractive?
I mean, actually, not really.
Okay. So once the camera starts getting rolling, you know, then they'll understand a little bit.
But you know, they're two dudes that we go back and forth, we debate, we argue, we get loud. You know, we drink during the games, and they say your team sucks. I say your team sucks.
Speaking of drinks, D, go get some vodka, man. Let's pour some vodka up, man.
Okay, let's get some vodka.
And
with some peach punch.
No, I'm good. But that being said, I was more than excited when these two dudes said that they were about it, and I can't be more happy that 5 days later it happened.
That's
pretty surreal.
Definitely grateful. This is Pick Your Poison Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PYP the podcast. You know, we have I don't know, it's just the beginning. We have a lot of local, you know, athletes, musicians.
You know, and the goal before the end of the year is we want to make sure, and I'm not talking about the end of the year, I'm talking about 1 year from today, is that 100 episodes. That's the goal. That's 2 episodes a week. I think it's achievable.
Very achievable.
But we'll see where it goes from there. And episode 2 will be live. It'll be live on YouTube. So make sure you follow us at PYP the podcast on YouTube. And there'll be some behind the scenes stuff on there as we kind of get this thing going.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.